In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Preparation is a part of our lives. As little children, we prepare for school by our parents reading to us. As teenagers, we prepare for college or a career through preparatory classes. Once employed, we prepare for retirement by saving, and for eventual death by purchasing insurance. This is a season of preparation. Preparation for Christ's coming. What should that preparation consist? When we look at the first reading from the prophet Baruch, we see how the preparation to welcome back the exiles is all on God's initiative. It is God who leads them back, out of exile, back to the promised land. It is God who commands the mountains to lay low. It is God who commands the depths and gorges to be filled level. It is God who commands the trees to shelter Israel as they journey back to Jerusalem. As I mentioned, the people are being led back from their exile. They are in exile because they have not practiced justice and mercy. The prophets are quite clear that the conduct of the nation is to blame for God turning his back on them. They have cheated the poor and stolen from the weak. They have neglected the widows and the orphans. Finally, they have forgotten their God and have worshiped the gods of their neighbors. Now, the prophet is not specifically telling the people of any changes they need to make, but it is implied by the statement that God's mercy and justice will accompany them as they are led out of exile. After all, it is their lack of mercy and their lack of justice that put them into exile. They need to change to be merciful and just, so that God will continue to be present to them. And then we come to the work of John the Baptist. He received God's word and his commission and began the work of preparing the way for the Messiah. To prepare, he was calling on the people to repent, to be merciful and just, as the prophet Baruch asked of the people of his day. When John talked about making straight the path, filling valleys and lowering mountains, he was talking about the important work of conversion of heart. It is this conversion of heart that would allow the people to hear the good news of Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. It is a gospel message of love, but one that each person must open their hearts to receive. It is a message not just given to God's chosen people, but it is a message for all peoples. It is a message for us. How are we to straighten paths, fill our valleys, and lower our mountains? We need to seek repentance. We need to allow the Spirit to make our hearts more loving so that we can hear Christ's message of love. St. Paul desires that our love increase ever more and more in knowledge. We need to become aware how to love our God and our neighbor. Love of God and neighbor are linked. After all, the love we show each other as children of God translates to a love of God. And so we must respect all peoples, since they are created in God's image. Our preparation is to make us pure and blameless for the day of Christ, the day of his return. Thus, just as the people of John's time had to prepare for the coming of the Messiah, so must we prepare for his second coming. Being pure and blameless is another way to say that we are to be holy as Christ is holy. His holiness is based on his selfless love. He came into this world to remind humanity that we were created by a loving God, a God who loves us so deep that he sent his Son to become one of us, a love so deep that Jesus willingly gave himself over to be tortured and killed to win us the gift of salvation, and a love so deep that the Holy Spirit was sent to dwell in our hearts from the moment of our baptism. Just as in our first reading, God does take the initiative by offering us his love and mercy. But we must cooperate with him. We must open our hearts to his love. We must allow the graces he showers on us to strengthen our will, to avoid sin. And we must share his love with all the peoples he has placed in our lives. Jesus gives us opportunities to experience that outpouring of love, mercy, and grace in the sacraments of his church. In this sacrament, we experience his real presence. We participate in his sacrifice of himself, and we receive his very presence in Holy Communion. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we come before him in the person of the priest, lay at his feet all of our faults and failings, and say, "Forgive me, Lord." And his response is, "I do forgive you." He imparts grace on us to help us to strengthen our will, to try to avoid the sins that we have committed and future sin. These two fountains of grace are given to us as disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we may continue his mission of spreading his good news. And so we continue our season of preparation by utilizing the graces flowing from Christ's gift of himself in the Eucharist, as well as the sacrament of reconciliation. We are pleased to be able to offer that sacrament in a communal way at our Advent penance service, which will occur on December 15th. Other parishes in the New Albany Deanery have scheduled theirs as well. I encourage you to take advantage of this important encounter with Jesus, to take advantage of this important outpouring of his grace as he heals you and forgives you of your sins. It is a gift that unites us. It is a gift that saves us. And it's a gift that prepares us to greet Jesus when he comes again in his glory.